Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is a man of one wife, a man of integrity from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards, both far and wide, This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express whom God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation, let me welcome my brother, your brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Taylor!
Thank you.
worship him, worship him tonight. Let your worship rise up to Yeshua. Come on. Bless the name of Jehovah. He has done marvelous things in our lives. The God who never ceases to amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight.
Fire, Holy Spirit, fire. What can you do? Desire the presence of God in our lives. Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life. Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power.
Let me walk in your
Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, my brother, wait for it, because surely, and surely it will come.
As long as the earth remains, season comes, season goes, winter, summer, day and night, the blessings of the Lord. As long as the earth
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. Hallelujah. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Let us begin to thank God. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your name this morning. And Father, we say thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Oh, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this breath that we breathe that is yours, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. Even when we are not faithful, you are faithful, oh God, and we thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your goodness, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness. We praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our spouses. Thank you for our grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one here this morning. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for you always provide for us. You are Jehovah Jireh. Lord, we thank you for provision. We thank you that we have somewhere to stay. We thank you that we have food to eat. We thank you. We do not take these things for granted. We thank you. We are grateful to you, O God. And we thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we adore you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we worship you, O God. And we praise your glorious. We praise your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ramasandiriakayamoko. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. Hallelujah. We pay reverence to you, O God. You are holy. Holy in all your ways. Righteous in all your acts. O God, we thank you. We bless you, O God. Father, we welcome once again or acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning. We cannot do a prayer service or do anything without the Holy Spirit, the living God, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. We surrender this prayer service to you, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the name of Jesus. We surrender to you, Holy Spirit. Let the perfect will of God be done this morning and every day of our lives. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, teach us how to walk with Christ. Teach us how to do the will of Almighty God. Teach us, Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. Have your way. Lead us and guide us, Holy Spirit, into all truth. We surrender to you. Teach us how to glorify Jesus. Teach us how to love as you love. Forgive as Christ forgave, O God. Help us, Holy Spirit. Teach us how to move with you. Teach us how to read the word. Hallelujah. Teach us, Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. We hunger and thirst after righteousness, Lord. You say, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. The Spirit of the living God, we ask you to uproot everything in us that is not holy, that is not of God. Uproot those things that will hinder our lives in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, pour upon us, O God. Pour upon us, O God, and overflow, O God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And overflow in the name of Jesus of the Spirit of the living God. Fill us up and overflow. This is a time and a season for new wine and new wineskin, O God. So pour your new wine in us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for transformation of our skin, God, by the reading of your word, by the move of the Holy Spirit. We thank you now that we can receive your new wine, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your new wine, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the process, O God, the transformation process, O God, for the new skin, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you have taught us and you're still teaching us how to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Oh, Father God, we bless you and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, this morning we pray for mercy. Hallelujah, Ramasandere, Koromosotoria, Karamasetereya, Kaye, Nekeya, Koyemo, Koya, Nekaya, Sata, Haya, Koyamo, Yenekaya, Masetereya, Kuria, Mase, Hallelujah, Ramasandi, Kuria, Satara. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sin, and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Cry out to you for mercy, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Your mercy is on you every morning. Lord, rain down your mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children. In the name of Jesus, mercy upon our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, O God. Mercy upon our spouses, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon each and every one of us. Your mercies are new every morning. O God, have mercy, O God, upon us. Forgive us and teach us how to have mercy upon others, O God. O Father God, teach us, because if we do not have mercy upon others, neither will you have mercy upon us. So, Lord, help to have mercy to forgive others as you have forgiven us. In the name of Jesus, give us your heart of flesh and take away the heart of stone. Lord, give us your heart of flesh. Take away your the heart of stone, that carnal heart. And give us your heart of flesh, that heart of humility, heart of compassion, heart of love. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we need you every second. We need you. Let your fire fall upon us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your glory surround us. Hallelujah. Renew our mind. Refresh us, O God, in your presence. For in your presence, O God, there is fullness of joy. So, Father God, everything in us that is keeping joy away, take it away, O God, and cleanse us and pour an overflow of joy in us. You are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? You are the strength of our lives. Of whom shall we be afraid? You are the joy of our salvation, Jesus. You are the joy of our salvation. Father God, teach us how to walk by faith and not by sight. We surrender totally to you. We soak your service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, Rama Sanderia Kuruma Seteriaka. We thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. We soak everything in our lives in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the precious blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We give you glory and honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father, We put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put the armor on our children, the armor on our grandchildren, the armor of God and the armor of light, oh God. We put the armor on our spouses, our nieces, our nephews in the name of Jesus. Father, we put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for the armor, O God. We come fitly dressed, O God. You are the glory and the lifter of our heads, O God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, we come fitly dressed in a robe of righteousness also, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, with our armor on, O God, in the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children and our grandchildren, our spouses, our nieces and our nephews, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, O God, and the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, for divine angelic assistance, that you'll send your holy angels, O God, holy angels that are assigned to us as individuals, holy angels that are assigned to this ministry, O God, to be with us, guide and protect us, war on our behalf, and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, you are the glory and the lifter of our hands. You are our strength, O God. We are totally dependent on you. Let our minds be renewed, O God. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life, O God. In the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, O God. Father, we thank you for your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, but you are strong. And so, Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. We say good morning. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We thank you for joining us. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu, and that I am Brand Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. This morning, hallelujah, I want to continue going on over shifting, divine shift. Hallelujah. A divine shift is a supernatural move from one place to another. A slight change in position or directions. The supernatural act of putting one thing in the place of another, or changing the place of a person or thing. A divine shift will cause a supernatural advancement in or upgrade in your spiritual, mental, emotional, in our spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, financial, career, character, and conduct in our standards. So divine shift, as I said before, it's a supernatural movement, okay? It's divine shift. And then a shift, if you just look at it, shift is natural. Divine shift is supernatural. When things are supernatural, we know that it is the hand of Almighty God moving us from one place to another. Hallelujah. And I always say divine shift requires grace. Hallelujah. God's grace. For us to be divinely shifted from one place to another is because of the grace of God. One thing is because of God's grace, God's unmerited favor that he releases to us is not because we deserve it, because our righteousness is as filthy as rags. Hallelujah. So we must be grateful and receptive for the divine shift of Almighty God. When God ready to shift us, what do we need? Hallelujah. Number one, apart from the grace God is doing, is because of his grace. Because of his grace. It's not because we deserve it. It's because of his grace. Hallelujah. Even when we were yet in the world, Christ died to save us. Hallelujah. So the shifting even occurred when we were right in the world. Hallelujah. And we thank God that he brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. For divine shift, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Conference recording started.
Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, Almighty God, all of you, and none of me, O God. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I decrease, and you increase. Take preeminence, take charge, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let this word that I'm bringing up a divine shift, let it be rooted and let it produce fruit in his season, in your season, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let our hearts be attentive to what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us this morning. And in the name of Jesus, and that we can receive what he's saying to us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Divine shift. Supernatural shift is when God is supernaturally moving us from one place to another place. Supernatural. His hand is in it. Natural is the regular. Okay? You can move from one place. You can move from your kitchen to this. That's not a shift. Different things happen with these when you move naturally. But we're talking about when God is taking you from one place to another place, supernaturally in the name of Jesus, a movement. Hallelujah. And so as we learn about this divine shift, and I believe God wants me to speak about this because many things have shifted naturally. Many things have shifted supernaturally, and many of the children of God, God's kingdom children, and they have been shifted from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from favor to favor. Hallelujah. For you to go through the divine shift, one of the things you need is faith. Is faith. So let's look at Hebrews, because you cannot have that divine shift without having faith. Without faith, it's impossible. Please God. The Bible says, now faith is a covenant in what we hope for. I'm reading from the NIV. And assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. I love to use it from there. Let me look at the King James, because I like the King James. Hallelujah, is easier. I love the King James. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Hallelujah. For divine shifting to occur, there has to be faith. For anyone to receive Christ as the Lord and personal Savior, what do you need? You need the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who moves upon the hearts. And people, then you receive by faith Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you have your belief, you receive Christ. Hallelujah. So you need faith. Without faith, it's impossible. Please, God. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. Hallelujah. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. You see what is happening? Enoch was taken away that he did not see. There was a shifting and was not formed because God had taken him. For before he was thinking, he had a testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe. He who comes to God must believe. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So you need faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And every one of us is given a measure of faith. Hallelujah. Everybody is given a measure of faith. Otherwise, you will not sit on a chair. You will be afraid. You think you'll fall down. But you have faith to sit in that chair. You have faith to do certain things. But you need that extra faith in God. Amen? If you want that shifting to occur, divine shift, hallelujah, you need that extra faith. That means you need to be as God, to be courageous, to bold, to make a move. Sometimes you're not making a move because you're so used to staying in one area and we get so comfortable and we want to shift. But this is a time for shifting, amen, in the name of Jesus. And shifting, when he's shifting you, he's promoting you, amen. And this is the word, when he's shifting you, he's promoting you. So you need faith. The next thing you need is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You need the Holy Spirit. You cannot shift supernaturally without the Holy Spirit. You cannot shift supernaturally without the Holy Spirit. Let's look at Genesis 1. Hallelujah. When we look at Genesis 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was with and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. What happened? The Spirit of God move upon the face of the water. Hallelujah. So the earth, dark, no form, empty. So the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, move upon the face of the water. And then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. You need the Holy Spirit. You see, when the Holy Spirit moved, then God spoke. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit moved and God spoke, let there be light, and there was light. Hallelujah. So the Bible in Genesis 1, verse 2, you know what the earth was, dark, empty, without form. It's the Holy Spirit that moved. And God began to speak and things came into being. Hallelujah. That's why Hebrews said, by faith the world was framed. Because when the Holy Spirit moved, God said, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. So number two, you need the Holy Spirit. You need faith. You need the Holy Spirit. Amen? Because the Holy Spirit will. Jesus could not do anything without the Holy Spirit. A divine shifting took place when Jesus was baptized. The Spirit of God descended upon him like a dove of lightning. And Jesus, and remember, God said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Jesus did not shift to do miracles or anything until he received the Holy Spirit. Amen. He could not do anything without the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So the Holy Spirit came upon him and he moved in signs, wonders. His ministry started. Hallelujah. Because of the Holy Spirit was there. Hallelujah. So we need the Holy Spirit. We need faith. Hallelujah. And we need the Holy Spirit. What else would you need? So you need to be bold and courageous. Because when the shifting comes, like Abraham, God said, "Leave, let's go to Genesis 12. Leave your father's and your father's womb." Let's look at it. If Genesis 12, "Now the Lord has said to Abram, get out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." So Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken unto him. Hallelujah. So what am I saying? Abraham, he heard what God said. God said, get thee. It took faith for him to leave his family, leave his father's house. He had to have faith. He didn't need to have the agenda, where we're going, what we're doing. No, he believed and had faith in God. God said, leave, and he was obedient to the Lord. And he moved away. He did not even know where he was going, but he followed the voice of God. He believed God. He had faith. And we all know Abraham is the father of faith. So because of that, Abraham shifted. He listened to the voice of God. He was obedient to the voice of God. He moved by faith and not by sight. You need faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You need that the Holy Spirit to be bold and courageous, to be able to take that move. God told Joshua, be strong. Let's look at Joshua chapter 1. With Moses, I will be with you. And I like to look at the scriptures because so you can know how these things go. God spoke and he encouraged Joshua. As he said, be strong. Be courageous. Hallelujah. So Joshua had to be, God can tell you to move and you will stay one place. Because most people want to see everything before they move. Most people want to see the agenda before they do what God says to do. But you've got to have faith. You have to trust. Faith is trusting, Lord. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Leaning not on your own understanding. But you have to trust him. Hallelujah. And God said to Joshua, be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shall I divide an inheritance, the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. He said, be strong. God is telling Joshua to be strong and to be courageous, to be strong. If God is telling him to be strong, God's strength is already in him, but he just has to come into agreement with the strength. Oh, hallelujah. Come into agreement with the strength of God that is in him. Almighty God that is in him. Because when God's telling you something, it's already in you. But you into agreement with the strength of that God has in you. Coming into the agreement with the faith that God has in you. Because if you do not come into agreement, your fist, your carnal, your flesh has to come into agreement with the spiritual. That means surrendering. That means giving it up, trusting the Lord. Hallelujah. Coming into agreement with what is already inside of you. What is inside, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. What is inside of you? Christ in you, the hope of glory. You have to come into agreement. That means you got to submit and surrender to the will of God. Your flesh got to die. Hallelujah. And you have to submit, coming into agreement. Hallelujah. That means, you see, God gave us free will. We sin when we come into agreement with what the devil says. Hallelujah. We live a holy and a righteous life when we come into agreement with what the Lord says. Coming into agreement with the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, coming into agreement, that means submissive, you obedient to what God says. You believe him. You trust in what he says. Even though you don't see it physically, but you trust him. Many times people do not move to the next level. I'm repeating it because they don't have that faith. They don't have that trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. And we do not allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. We want to do it our way in our time. And that's not how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to move according to the will of God. Let thy kingdom come. For thy kingdom to come in us as it is in heaven. You have to be obedient. Obedient, submissive to the word of God. Obedient and submissive, hallelujah, to the word of God. There is no more you but Christ in you. Hallelujah. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. So now you walk by the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit. You do not look at things. You walk according to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So trust in him. And to be obedient and to be submissive and to come into agreement with the Christ in you. How many of us come into agreement with Christ that is in us? My brothers and sisters, I could go on and on. Come into agreement with the word of God in you, which is Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Come into agreement with the Word. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So the shifting will occur. Do not let promotion pass you by. Shifting occur in worship. Amen. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him. That means you're walking by the Spirit of Christ and not the flesh, and you walking in truth. Jesus Christ is the way. It's the truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. Hallelujah. So you got to walk in that truth, knowing that Jesus is the only way. Jesus is, oh my God, awesome. We need Jesus. We need Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit. We need faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you need that. To move from one level to the next. Praise and worship. Paul and Silas were in prison and they praised and they worship and they pray and praise, pray and praise. Because Paul and Silas was in one with the word. They believed that word of God. And they were obedient to the word of God that is in them. And they follow it, even though they went into prison. When you stand for the truth, there are times when you stand for the truth, you will be ostracized, humiliated, whipped, beaten, but stand for the truth because Jesus is full of grace and truth. There's no darkness in Jesus. He is the light. He's the light of the world. John 1, 14 says, Jesus, full of grace and truth. So you got to come in one with truth, full of grace and truth. Paul and Silas, they believed, they trusted in God, and they stood up for the truth. The truth will bring a shift, unshifting, a divine elevation. And because of praise and worship, when you praise and worship God, even though you're in a situation, that means you have that faith and trust that you know that you know that you know that it is God who's going to move you. Hallelujah. The prisoner, they pray. The prisoners heard them. They prayed. In the prison, there was an earthquake. The prison doors were open. Praise and worship will take you into freedom. That's a shifting. Knowledge of the word of God will bring a shift. Hallelujah. Knowledge of the word of God. Because of lack of knowledge, people perish. That's why it's good to study the word. Hallelujah. And not only that study, we need the Holy Spirit again. Because if you don't have the Holy Spirit, the word is a logos word. You want the word to be a rhema with the Spirit of God in the word. For the word, hallelujah, to become alive. Because if you read the word and you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're just wasting your time. But you have to study to show yourself approved. And you need to know, have that knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. So you need the knowledge. You need to learn about God. You need to have that knowledge and revelation, and you have to have that desire. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. You got to seek God first. You got to have that hunger to do it and believe that when you learn him, there is a shifting. No way you can study the word of God and don't have a shifting. No way. No way. In Matthew 16:16-19, Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven, that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. What do you see working in this scripture? Hallelujah. Peter had a revelation. Hallelujah. Revelation of who Christ was. You are the Messiah. Because he's had that knowledge by spending time with Christ, watching him, observing him. Peter was a disciple of Christ. Hallelujah. Sometimes people will follow people, but they don't study to know, because there are a lot of people who did not even know who Christ was. You got to come into a close proximity with Christ to get to know who he is. Hallelujah. Flesh and blood did not reveal that. It was the Spirit, because why? Peter was connected to the Spirit of God. And so the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, revealed who Christ was. Peter believed and he spoke it. And look what happened. Jesus said to Peter, you are Peter, And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of age will not overcome it. Be the life shifter upward after knowing who Christ was. Talking about shifting the light. You need the light. The Holy Spirit move upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. That the Holy Spirit, let there be light. And there was light. Spoke the word, believed the word, there was light. See, Christ brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Light is one of the keys of shifting and lifting. Light. And at different degrees of light, we have some dull light and some bright light, but we're talking about the brightest light, Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. When you come into oneness with the light, the light, who is the light? Jesus, come into oneness with Christ. He is the light. Because when you come into oneness with Christ, then you begin to carry the light, because Christ now is in you. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Shifting praise, worship, shifting. Sometimes you got to fast and pray for shifting. Shifting, sometimes you got to speak for shifting. It takes a lot for you, and not a lot, but it takes faith and belief and trust. If you believe the word shift, you will have a shifting. Hallelujah. Shifting, when you have a divine encounter with God, there's a shift. Shifting, sometimes you have to, it's a sacrifice. Sometimes it's shifting, it's sacrifice. A vow shifting. What happened to Zechariah? He was in the temple, a shifting in when it was his time, and the angel told him that he would have John the Baptist told him, even though they were bearing, Elizabeth was bearing. Hallelujah. The shifting came. And Elizabeth moved from barrenness to fruitfulness. Sarah, she moved from barrenness to fruitfulness. She had Isaac. Shifting is belief. Not running ahead of God, and God do things in seasons. Hallelujah. And you got to wait on the Lord. You can't just rush ahead. Wait on him for the divine promotion, the divine shifting. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Heed to the voice of God. Be bold, be courageous. And do not run ahead of God. Hallelujah, because God wants to make sure that I am prepared for that shifting. You don't want to be shifted up then to fall down. No, in different ways for the shifting. Some of us being prepared by the time from the day you were born, whether you know it or not. From the day you came into this world, God started preparing you. You might not have known that you have the gift of being a minister, prophet. God started preparing you. It just didn't start. Some of your experiences in life led you to where you are today. Because if you didn't have those experiences, you would not have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. You would still be running in the world. Sometimes God allows things to happen so we can come to him, because it's time he wants to move us. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, without faith, it is impossible to please God. I just went over these few low points this morning. Hallelujah. Allow the Holy Spirit to move and work in your life. Come into oneness with the word that is in you. In the name of Jesus. And one of the things that brings about divine shifting is honor. Hallelujah. Honor brings about divine shifting. When you honor the word of God, you're obedient to the word of God in the name of Jesus. And then you receive that shifting. Believe in his prophets and you will prosper. When you believe and you know that for sure that is a prophet of God, and you believe in the prophet, then there's a shifting also. Amen. In the name of Jesus, When you give, there's a shifting. Hallelujah. Diligently. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Let us pray. Father, we come to thy throne of grace and we thank you this morning for this word. Oh God, we are ready for this shifting in the name of Jesus. And Father, we acknowledge that it's because of you, not because of what cause of your grace. Oh, God. So we thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, oh, God, for the word. We thank you, oh, God, for your faith in you. Oh, Father. Thank you, oh, God, that your plans towards us are good and not evil. To your expected end. Father God, we thank you, Lord. And I pray that those that do not read and study the word, that, Lord, the Holy Spirit will move in their hearts so that they can begin to read and study the word. Those who do not pray, you cannot have a shifting without praying. A fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. So, Father, we pray that each and every one of us will pray and fast. And stand and have communion with you, spend time with you, learn of you, seek ye the first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto us. Oh, Father, Jesus, let us walk with you. You are the light of the world. And we thank you this morning for this word that has come forth, oh God. Let your light move upon each and every one of us. Let there be light. In the name of Jesus, fill us up and overflow. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. We surrender to the Holy Spirit today to lead us and guide us. We bless the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. For in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all. Now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Praise the name of Jesus.